Family,
what's going on, y'all? Today on Black Bottom Bread Audio and Book Talk, our guest is the multi-talented Jeffrey L. Edwards. He's an author, songwriter, producer, and runs his own podcast. What's going on, my friend?
What up, family? Appreciate the kind words.
No doubt, they well deserved and very all fitting. Well, I wanted to thank you for agreeing to be on my podcast this morning. It's the official reboot, and you're the first guest of that.
Yeah, I'm humbled by that. It's okay. Making a great one.
Without wasting any time, let the people know who you are and let them know about you.
My name is Jeffrey L. Edwards. I'm a musician. Released my first album, The JLE Experience. I'm working on my second album, JLE World. I released my first book, Inspiration, Keep Working, Keep Grinding, Keep Praying to Achieve Your Goals, hashtag Musician Thoughts. And I have a podcast, Middle Ground with JLE, LLC, where we treat you like family, where the goal is to interview regular people to show someone trying to find their purpose, you can do it too.
Man, it seems as if you work. You a man with many hats. Sure.
I'm grinding.
Because when you talking about being a songwriter and an author, you putting that work in.
Yeah, that's some work.
As a new author, I wanted to welcome you to the wonderful world of authorhood.
thank you. Wouldn't be there without you and Chris, man. Y'all inspired me to do mine.
Sure, appreciate it. Now, me and Chris Mattoon, who you make a reference to, we're aware of why you wrote your book and what you want to do with it. Could you let the potential listeners and potential fans know why you wrote your book?
Oh, sure. I started to write the book to give a lot of inspirational quotes, to be that like hype person for someone trying to find their purpose. And along the way, God spoke to me to use me getting my degree from Wayne State, my Illinois School of Business and Management, as an example. I really wasn't trying to use me. I'm like, I can come up with some good quotes. You're like, no, use your journey. And be transparent about everything you do. I'm like, okay. And I wrote it in a month. And I was procrastinating on putting it out. And by mid-September, he got on the head, like, it's time for you to put the book out. And I went through the Amazon KDP process and released. I've been amazed by the feedback I got so far.
How has the journey been?
Man, after writing about my life, good, bad, and different, it was very introspective to look at it, like, wow. You know, I've talked about contemplating suicide back in high school when I was depressed because my father wouldn't see me graduate because he died when I was 12. I wrote it in songs on my first album. But to me, it's a song. People don't pay attention that long to that. But in a book, like Andre 3000, that's forever, ever. That's I was right. Hesitant to release because of that. But you got to follow what God tell you to do, man. And since I have, man.
Were you kind of paranoid or not so sure if you ought to write certain things in your book as it relates to your own life?
It was more, you're going to be vulnerable, Jeff. You know, your deepest inner thoughts you're putting out here. Like, it's cool to do it in a song because my passion is music and writing. But to me, a book just saying that's going to stand the test of time. And people might, they're going to know. But then I had to look at it from God got you on the path to help people with the talents he gave you. So maybe someone dealt with that, and that can help them find out you made it through, they can.
Okay. So how long has it been officially since your book been out?
Oh, I think when I finally checked it released, I believe about September 17th. So maybe about three months.
Okay. 2 months. You feeling like an author yet?
I do and I don't. I went to Detroit Book City Holiday Festival that I saw you have posted on LinkedIn, and I checked into it. Appreciate that. That's when it hit me that you have written a book and you I wrote my second one that I'm working on editing.
That's right.
So it's starting to hit me like, yeah, you are awesome too. And they get down, man. You got to have your table together. You got to become correct. I learned a lot from that experience.
You know, every journey starts with its first step. So you have a hands-on training and getting experience that a lot of people never get a chance to get, because you have authors who have written books, never attended a book event during their whole career. And by you doing it at the beginning, that should set you on a trajectory to do the right things and have more experience this early in the game.
Oh, wow. I never realized that.
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know, it wants like to wait until they grow their audience. But it's just like this, just because a person write a book don't mean that people are gonna automatically read the book. So anytime that there's an available opportunity to be at a book fair, that's a great thing, because not only are you doing what you like doing, but you putting yourself in a position where people with like minds coming there anyway to purchase books.
That's true. So I know my birthday, November 2nd, me and my older brother went to the Michigan versus Wayne State game.
Okay.
And after we was chopping up, we got mollywopped after a while. I guess they scared and they missed him.
That's right.
But he was telling me that, you know, some people like dream is to write a book, and you did it. Like, you got to think about, you really did something. Because even with your music or podcasting, a lot of stuff you're doing, some people wish they could have that courage to try to do it. And you're doing it. And I never looked at it from that perspective.
Because you have to always take consideration, right? Most people with creative minds,
mm-hmm,
always ahead of the curve. And I'm not saying that meaning anything negative or saying it because I'm actually in the field myself. Is what I'm saying is, just having a thought is a thought. But when you're talking about completion and a tangible product, that's almost like one in a million. Because when you're talking about more than 7 billion people on the face of the earth, how many people actually do put out books? It's always talk, talk, talk. And with you, you're like a proven person in the flesh that shows that you can do anything you put your mind to. Now, by that being the case, were there anything like a mental hurdle or any body or physical hurdle that almost made it so your book didn't see the light of day?
No, through the grace of God, it was just my procrastination. Because me talking about contemplating suicide, that book could be here even if you're a good dead and gone, man. You want that out there. And I don't know why I was thinking that, because I put it in my man talk song. What is you tripping on? But it just seemed different. But God really dealt with me to follow what he told me to do. And I have seen following his path for my purpose has introduced me to a lot of great people. Tisha Hammond is another great person that's been plugging me with my podcast. Rita Gordon.
That's
you
right.
You and Chris Matan. Like, following what God told me to do has been putting the people around me to help me get to where I'm trying to go. Very humble and grateful by that.
That's very, very great. At the beginning of your journey, you have so much support. Now, what you see the major difference between writing a book, editing it, getting it together versus writing songs?
That's a great question. With a song, it's a similar idea in your mind that you bring to life, but it's more the feel I'm trying to project through the mood of the music, the levels of the sound. So it brings out a certain emotion in the listener that listens to the song about the positive message. Because all my songs have a positive message, but from the D, so gotta have the banging beats.
For sure.
But while you bob your head, the chorus gonna have something that's uplifting to you and the story. Because all the stories ain't always about me. Like the first album, it was more, how can I help people through different scenarios? Second album is just about wherever the music take you, and that vibe can be different. With a book, it's kind of, okay, I want to inspire people through a lot of quotes that God amazingly gave me to write, even when I post every morning inspirational stuff. But you kind of have a more targeted approach in the work. Like, you can write the song, and then you start mixing it. I'm going to take that word out. To me, writing my book, I didn't really need to take a word out. It was more make sure I ain't have too many errors. And I did miss some in the book.
Okay. Now, this right here, right? Do you have a target audience in mind as it relates to putting your book out?
From infant to big mama. It can inspire anybody to find their purpose.
Now, what's your plans on getting your books into as many hands as possible?
That I'm still need work on. I just have it on, you can get it off Amazon. And then you gave me about this 48 hours website to check into. So that I still am working on a better plan to get more books in hand. I thought everybody just went digital with everything, but people still like CDs and books in hand.
See? Now, when you're talking about digital product versus physical product, I personally think that physical product always going to be in a higher demand, especially because it's more personal. Meaning, you can turn the pages, you can doodle on it, you can write on it, you can make your own dog ears, you can pull the cover back and make your book comfortable to you, versus when you have digital books, it's basically all the same. And ones will argue that it's less intimate than reading on your phone or a Kindle than it is reading a physical copy. Have you heard anything like that?
No, but it's interesting you say that, because when I had enough money to get 12 books. I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens at the book fair. But I did notice when I did start selling, I wound up selling 8 books. When I signed my name and dated it, that attracted more people to want to get it. I didn't really pay attention. Other authors were signing their books too, but I feel if you want to buy my book, I can at least sign it and date it. So when I do get to where I'm going, you can probably make some money off of yourself if you want to resell it. I'm trying to look at the chest turn, big picture. It'll help you again, you know?
Yes, yes. More people would love to have an autographed copy of a book directly from the author, because as an author, we rarely have a chance to interact with our, fans or people who follow our movement. We rarely have a chance to actually deal with the people who purchase our books. So it's great to be able to sign them, and once you interact with them, that becomes more physical and more personal between you and the person who bought the book.
You saying this now, it's still surreal, because the first book I signed was my sister's book. I was at her house months ago, and her reading from my book was like, wow, you really wrote a book, girl. And she's like, let me sign. I want you to sign. I'm like, man, she's joking around. She's like, no, you don't realize what you've done. God got you to do like 22 books or so. So your name going to mean more. And I'm like, I'm just a kid from Finkel and Pinehurst with Cooley High School, Wayne State. I ain't a big deal. It's like, you don't understand the path you're on. Yeah, sign my book. And that's why I've been signing books ever since. To like, well, I don't know what this path going to take me. Sign it. It's still weird every time.
Truly realize what happened when you became a published author? Like, do you understand the magnitude of that?
No, sir. I'm still getting the concept and grasp of this.
This is such a huge accomplishment. Not only a personal accomplishment, it's a huge inspirational accomplishment, because you have created for yourself a passive income stream that's like ridiculous just because you put a book out. You familiar with what I mean? Hello? I don't know what happened here. Hello? Due to circumstances, look like we're having technical difficulties.
My apologies. I thought to my alarm off.
Welcome back. We always can get over technical difficulties, though. Just a minor thing, but that's nothing.
Yeah, what you were saying.
What I was asking is, do you truly realize what you did and what you created once you joined the world as a published author?
I guess not to sound too naive, not really, man. I didn't know it's a world out here with the author world like this.
Yeah, yes, it is. And you have created like a passive income that can constantly come for the rest of your life simply because from every book that a person creates, it's said that it's at least 5 different revenue streams that can come from that one project.
Wow.
And they are as following no particular order. You have the first written book itself, which is a physical, so that's one. Then you have the digital version, that's 2. Then you have the audio version, which is 3. Then you can have the serialization of your book, which is 4. And the 5th one can be speaking engagements directly predicated from the words that you created in the first place. So that's 5 of them right there from the bell. And it's actually more that you can add on to that. And it's from one source.
Wow. I didn't really do no research on it. I was led to write it and I just wrote it. Wow.
Yeah, so it's that many different revenue streams you can pull from one book. And most authors try to figure out as many revenue streams as possible because the written word is something else, and the written word always opens doors to other things. What you think about that?
Man, I'm blown away by this information because I didn't do no research, really. I just wrote it. And wow, I forgot about audio.
Yeah, you definitely put yourself in a different arena when you did that. And not only that, I forgot about the merchandise that can come from your original thought as well.
Man, I did not. I'm learning now. Okay. I think about none of that.
Because like I've said, it's me and you got a different type of bond, and a lot of times it's not about what you know, it's exactly about who you know that can help you with what you need to know. And as to relate to publishing, I'm one of those persons that who you know.
Yeah, I definitely need to get on my grind with that then.
And you know,
I wrote it. It's on Amazon. You go buy it. I ain't think about. No, it's more to it.
Yes, it's definitely more to it. And any way that I can share the information with you and help you along the way. You know that.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely going to be reaching out, bro. I learned something new today.
Okay. Have you put together like a 90-day plan for your book?
No.
Like this is where I want to see myself being at in 90 days or I'm gonna book this for this month, I'm gonna book this for this week, or is it the point I'm just gonna let it flow?
I was just letting it flow, but I seem like I suck and I need to do better.
No,
have a better plan.
No, it ain't about that you suck and have a better plan, because what you're doing is actually learning from firsthand experience, and a lot of times that says a lot, because we spend so much time writing things down that we never be able to accomplish them. So when you go without the blueprint, it actually gets you where you need to be. Because when you're talking about people who made roadmaps, they didn't just make no roadmap. They had to go figure out that land first, then write the roadmap. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
And a lot of people have good things to do that just go figure out their land before they write the map. Because a lot of people who succeed in business, which this is going to be going against the grain, but it's a lot of people who have succeeded in business who never even wrote one business plan.
Yeah, true.
And from as it relates to you obtaining your degree, how would you relate that to life in general?
Wow, that's a great question. All the stuff they taught me in business management, you can apply it to life. Like, I guess the biggest class of all would be marketing, because end of the day, it's word of mouth. And to me, that word of mouth might be, how did you treat people? So if they say, okay, this person, he cool, we got a budget, check him out. And people might be hesitant, like, oh, no, dude, they're good people. And they give you that seal of approval and whatever you're working on. And more people keep going, like, the people Tisha Hammond put me on to connect with on LinkedIn to interview. Oh, she good people. She put my name down for you to check me out. I do it. And that is invaluable. The human resource classes give you more of the bigger picture to be diverse, I would say. Make sure you're treating everybody fair. Don't matter color, skin, sex, and all that. It's all about the talent or whatever purpose y'all trying to obtain.
Okay.
Some of the other class can give you more of the structure of how to go about whatever your purpose is and trying to monetize it to provide for your family. But I say those two are the biggest that stood out.
Now, when it comes to your book and your albums, how did your education prepare you for such?
Well, I was first with engineering, realized that wasn't for me. Then I went to music management, and I utilized a lot of the classes I took in doing my music and approach. So it has been valuable, even now, the business classes that got my degree in, to get to be more. I'm learning more about marketing. So I just had two guests yesterday, and one was pumping it every day on social media. So I learned from Tia Regular, good people. Okay, you need to be coming up with like a little poster and be marketing it daily about what you're doing. And that's more marketing, better approach than just the day before, the day of. I'm going to have so-and-so on. It's going to be a great show. Like, no, you need to keep it in people's face to know, okay, this person's going to be on this week. Make sure I check out. So I'm definitely learning more of the roadmap and all avenues when I'm working on how to do it better. Now I got to focus on books.
Okay. When it comes to marketing, what's your approach?
Utilize all my social media platforms. Sometimes might pay if they had a link to promote and see what audience you might want to reach and pay the money for it. I wouldn't mind doing billboards, look into how much that might cost. A commercial spot on YouTube or TV.
Okay. So it seems as if you already have the thought and the blueprint in your head without putting it down, because just having a direction to go, you very ahead of the curve, because a lot of people don't even have that much thought about it.
But I guess it seemed like not really, because you don't really seem like you're making strides in it.
Let me share one personal personal story with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just when you think that you ain't making strides in your marketing attempts or efforts, just know somebody paying attention. And what I mean by somebody paying attention, they watching your every step and every move and copying it. And that's a fact. So once we have those feelings like, man, this marketing stuff ain't working how I want it to, that's the universe letting you know that, yes, it is. Because when you get to talking about more brains on this planet operating on the same wavelength, that's definitely the truth, because the world is too big and set up for our thoughts to be directly our own at that any given time. So you definitely have other people looking to see what you're doing, because once you make that order, by hook or crook, the universe is going to process your order, especially when you believe in God.
You know, big bro, you just reminded me, I'm a recurring guest on my boy's mom gospel radio show, 1440.
Okay.
Dr. Lisa H. Fuller Ministries. And she mentioned she been watching what I've been doing and asked me to be a guest a few months ago.
Okay.
So you're right. My bad. I don't stop and pay attention to what's going on at times. I kind of get to the work, put my head down.
Just think about it like this, right? If you put a seed in the ground, you can't walk up to that seed every single day like, man, is it growing? Is it growing? Is it growing? You're going to eventually see what that seed turn into. You know what I mean? And that's what it is at the beginning when people be watching us. We don't never see the seed actually growing. We just see that finished product, and that's how it is with our own creations. We don't just sit there watching the grass grow. We look at the grass like, man, this look good. You know what I mean? Or it's coming along great. So that's how we have to look at things. At it.
No, you're right. God gave you the mission, and I tend to be that one. All right, that's the assignment. Let me get after it. I'm always mad and like, you, my big bro, appreciate you. Jeff, look up. You done some great stuff. Like, oh, I did? Huh. How about that? And I know people probably chuckle at me like, he really do be about get to the task and finish it. Look at the journey.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, as people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that we get a chance to look at creations being made or taking shape. We always get a chance to see the finished product. So as artists and writers ourselves, we have to give ourselves our own flowers, because we actually can see our own things come to fruition. We don't have to wait to the world to see the finished product. And that's something inspiring in itself. As you're actually doing it, creating things from your mind into this physical world.
No, you're right. That'd probably be my kryptonite. I don't stop and really take in what you've done.
Now, that's kind of an all right kryptonite to have, because sometimes paying attention to actually what we're doing hinders our own natural process.
Okay.
Like,
I feel that.
Spending too much time, am I doing this right? Or do this supposed to be this? No, the creation needs to just be created and we worry about it later.
Yeah, I mean, to hear you're a musician, you're a podcaster host, you're an author, like, I know I might sound corny to somebody, but I don't take myself that seriously. I talk a lot of smack. You know, I do got an ego and stuff I might talk smack about, but just, Jeff, you're this. Like, hold on, man. Don't be. Nah, I'm all right. I ain't that quick. Say, yeah, I'm that dude. I ain't me, man. Okay. I'm always humble to hear that said about me, too.
Okay. Now, then, could you let the listeners know everything that you got going on right now?
I have the book out, Inspiration, Keep Working, Keep Grinding, Keep Praying to Achieve Your Goals, Musician Thoughts. I'm working on merchandising for the podcast, and now I got to work on that for the book. Thanks for the cue. I have to get back in studio to mix my second album, JLE World. Oh, man.
Can't wait.
Man, I'm telling you right now, as my boy said, you in your bag on this one. Like, yeah, the first album was awesome, but this one, we going to another level with it.
Right.
And I don't know after those three. I do want to get a contract with Netflix some point, because I have a fantasy children type cartoon idea that I think could be dope. And I'm believing I will get that deal one day to produce it.
I might got the information to help you with outside of this show.
Okay.
That's currently all you got going on. Let everybody else know the name of your podcast one more time.
Middle Ground with JLE. And I have an Instagram at Middle Ground with JLE. My Instagram musician page is at Jeffrey L. Edwards, and Facebook is Jeffrey L. Edwards.
Okay.
Twitter at Jeffrey L. Edwards. I think that's it. And I'm working on putting everything in one spot. So we got that in the works right now.
Okay, that's great. That's great. By this being Black Bottom Bread Audio and Book Talk, every show I want to start giving out one of my own proven guerrilla marketing tactics. So today, this is what I'm going to do. This is the guerrilla marketing tactic for today. Now, what I'm going to share with you all, it could be skirting the law just a little bit. So what I suggest for people to do as it relates to guerrilla marketing tactics is to just get some small QR stickers. Small QR stickers, put all your information on it. And wherever you feel like you want your word to be, just stick that QR code somewhere. You never know who paying attention. So that's my small guerrilla marketing tactic for the day. And just a small short story about guerrilla marketing, right? You could get in trouble if you don't follow the law, because I stuck so many QR codes around the city and around the state and in Walmart that I had the lawyer to contact me as it relates to vandalism. So this is what you're talking about, guerrilla marketing. I was doing everything that's needed to get my product in front of as many people as possible. And I learned that lesson, that it's a very thin line sometimes when it comes to guerrilla marketing tactics. So that's what I want to share with y'all today. And just know that QR codes isn't that much. You probably can get 2,000 QR codes with everything that you want in probably for $30. And that's very cheap. And that's up to you to get those QR codes stuck in different places. And with that being said, I want to thank you one more time, Jeff, for being on my reboot. And I appreciate it. Do you have any parting words for the listeners?
First, man, thank you for having me. I'm humbled by it, all the information you gave me. And for anybody, lean on God if you, whatever he created you to do to find your purpose. Because you were made with one or many great talents that it ain't just yours. You're supposed to be sharing them. And hopefully you find it and it provide a nice living for you and your family.
That's right. And I encourage all to check out everything Jeffrey L. Edwards got going on. Follow him on his different social medias. Get a chance to read his book and listen to his work and listen to his podcast. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Until the next time, everybody stay safe.